everybody. It's me, your buddy Lo. I appreciate you guys. Been a long time since I've posted an episode, so I truly appreciate your understanding during this time. Life for me in 2024 has had its ups and downs, but I'm optimistic and excited about the future in the year 2025. My goodness, cannot believe it already. As we embrace this new year, I am thrilled to announce with you guys that I will be kicking off a brand new season with something completely and utterly different. I can't wait to share this with you guys. This season, we are going to be discussing some of my favorite movies and TV shows. We're going to delve into what makes each one special to me. We will also be examining the powerful role of music and how it enhances your story, the storytelling, how it sets the mood for the scene that you're watching, and how it can evoke emotion in the scene, whether you're watching a movie or if you're watching a particular episode of a TV show. Additionally, we're going to be highlighting lessons and themes that are presented in these works. So throughout this season, we're also going to be talking about the variety of fascinating facts that I have learned when doing my research. So get ready for an entertaining journey through the world of cinema and television. I do want to invite everybody to connect with me on my social media platforms. That's including Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, where we can explore exciting content and engage with each other's thoughts and ideas. Your feedback to me is incredibly important because I want you guys to feel free to reach out to me to give me your thoughts about my work, any topics you want me to talk about in future episodes, or even ideas that can improve the show or I can improve on. You can follow me again on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. My email is also on there if you want to reach out to me through email. I'm thrilled to offer you a sneak peek into the exciting lineup of movies and TV shows that we're going to be delving into this season. Now, as a disclaimer, as I always say in my podcasts, if you're unfamiliar with any of these films or any of these titles that I mention in either one of these, I highly recommend checking them out before our discussions. And the reason why I say this is because in some of the episodes, I will be giving out some spoilers. I would just kind of come back to it once you've kind of watched a little bit of it. That way you don't miss anything. And also, we don't want you to miss out on any of the hidden gems. So first up, let's talk about the movies. I have a special fondness for the James Bond franchise, which is legendary from the 60s until present day. This spans several decades, as I mentioned, and it showcases the adventures of the suave secret agent 007. If you remember, in the previous seasons, I have done a James Bond podcast episode. I talked about the actors, the actresses who played the Bond girls. I talked about, I believe, the villains, and I think some of the tech. You can always go back and check that out. But we're going to kind of go with this new theme that we're doing for the season about that. Again, it's not just about the elaborate action scenes and the plots, but it's also for the memorable villains and the stunning locations. Then there's the Fast and Furious franchise. This is a thrilling collection of films that revolve around high-octane car races, the heists, and the powerful bond of family, which is a theme that is beautifully woven into the series. Now, beyond these particular franchises, and probably more that we're going to be talking about, I have a deep appreciation for the diverse array of films from the 1940s to present day. They range from classic black and white films that shaped cinema to contemporary blockbusters that push the boundaries of the storytelling. There are just simply too many of my favorites to list in here, but each one of them offers a unique experience that has left a lasting impact on me. Now let's talk about television shows. One of my absolute favorites is Sherlock, which is from the BBC network. This is a contemporary adaptation of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's classic detective stories. Now this series brilliantly reimagines the relationship between Sherlock Holmes and Dr. John Watson while incorporating sharp writing and the mysteries. I've also enjoyed the comedic genius of The Big Bang Theory. which this centers around a group of socially awkward scientists and their interactions with the outside world that deliver uproaring moments and their heartfelt friendships. In addition, we're going to talk about Castle. I love Castle. I have a whole episode for that we're going to talk about. But this combines mystery with humor. Bestselling author who teams up with a tough police detective to solve crimes based on some of the plots from his novels. The chemistry between the characters add layers to the story that keeps the viewer engaged. One cannot forget the beloved sitcom The Office. And we're going to be talking about the U.S. version of this. I've never watched the United Kingdom version of this, but it's kind of a based off of that series. This series uses a mockumentary format to hilariously depict the daily lives of office employees at Dunder Mifflin that showcase both the absurd and tender moments of the workplace dynamics. We're also going to be talking about The Chosen. To me, The Chosen is amazing. I love this series. It offers a fresh perspective on the life of Jesus Christ and the people that were surrounded by him and were around him during his life. This provides a deep and often moving portrayal of faith, humanity, and the transformative power of love. But as you can hear and imagine, this is a very diverse set of topics that we're going to be talking about. I hope that even if you are, again, not a fan of one or more of these series that I have discussed, at least the sneak peek, you're going to enjoy learning something about them. I'm going to share with you an example, or at least a personal experience throughout this journey of mine. When I started the Disney series back in season 2, I know I didn't finish it, but we'll come back to it. I learned that my mother was not a fan of Disney like I was, but I was pleasantly surprised to learn that she enjoyed listening to the episodes and appreciated the hidden gems that she discovered along the way. So that's my, I'm hoping that will happen with you guys as it did with her, that, you know, it's amazing to me how exploring new perspectives can lead to unexpected enjoyment, especially something that you've never, like, you're not a big fan of it, but you love learning about the facts from it. That's what I'm hoping to get out of this series or this season with you guys on this. So I cannot wait to delve into each of these cinematic and television masterpieces with you, exploring what makes them so special and how they resonate in your lives as it did with mine. So as always, let's launch together. Next week, we are going to be talking about how the music is a big impact on how we watch a movie or watch a TV episode. So you don't want to miss out on that. I want to thank you guys so much for joining me. And as always, let's launch together. Bye, guys.